Hudson Valley Restaurant Week began in 2006 with a distinguished board of advisors, including chefs, restaurateurs, and tourism leaders. The two-week culinary event premiered with 70 restaurants. Well, that was so 2006. Today, more than 170 restaurants participate, spanning seven counties. It is among the largest Restaurant Week events in the country. Participating counties include Dutchess, Westchester, Columbia, Orange, Putnam, Rockland, and Ulster. And I'm talking about restaurants, not like a weather warning. It has become a successful collaborative effort involving farmers, growers, winemakers, and chefs. Here now to tell us more, and yes, to feed at least us, are Agnes Devereaux from the Village Tea Room in New Paltz and Josh Kroner from Terrapin in Rhinebeck. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Joe. Good to see you.
It is wonderful to have you here. Agnes, thank you.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
I love when you guys are here. It's so much fun. Sarah LaDuke is with us, our wonderful producer, here to make sure that...
I get some soup.
That's right. Make sure that she gets some soup and that we all have a chance to, that we get everything in. Janet Crenshaw is scheduled to be with us, founder of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, going to join us on the phone. We're having a temporary phone hiccup, and we're working on that, and there's a whole crew of people who are taking care of this problem, so hopefully Janet will be with us in mere moments, and if not, well, she won't. We'll speak on her behalf. Okay, so Josh, you've sort of been in this from the beginning, I assume, right?
Yeah, from the very beginning, Janet kind of brought up this idea of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which I think really in the beginning, this was more an opportunity to take advantage of a time that was very slow for a lot of Hudson Valley restaurant owners, which is the March. This time is kind of right before the season starts. But I think it's really morphed into something much better than that. And I'm really proud of the way that Janet's taken this restaurant week and turned it into more of like a showcase of what the Hudson Valley has to offer.
And I guess that it explains the increased participation where more people come in.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we're doing now is this is the second year in a row that the kickoff event has been at the Culinary Institute in Hyde Park. And what that kind of does is it galvanizes the chefs. And the Hudson Valley has become really a key culinary destination in the United States. There's so much that's produced in this area. And by showcasing this as part of something that is also good for restaurants and good for restaurant consumers to be able to come check out. I mean, that's something that's obviously not to be missed about this is the opportunity to try new restaurants. So at the same time, the chefs are trying to come up with new things, competing with each other to have great new menus. So it's really turned into a terrific event.
Agnes, what does this mean for the Village Tea Room?
Well, it means that we get some people to come to the restaurant that maybe hadn't been there before. We get to showcase what we do all year round, which is showcase local farms and our menu and show people that in March there's a lot of local things to cook with, even if it's spirits, beer, cheese, cream. Jerusalem artichokes.
Listing our favorite things.
Yeah, I was going to say, keep going. So far, not a clunker
Maple
among
syrup.
Them. All good. And I think Josh mentioned this, but it seems very true where, you know, it starts as something like, oh, this is a way of kind of jump-starting a slow time and ultimately becomes an event and something that people look forward to.
It really did become so much more than I think that even Janet had in mind when she created this event in 2006, because now it's kind of it invigorates everybody. I mean, the restaurateurs are happy that this is something that's going to bring more traffic to us. But at the same time, I get excited about making my Restaurant Week menu now. Get to try to put together as much as I can using what's available in March, which, as Agnes pointed out, there really is a lot of Hudson Valley products even available in the winter.
We had the chef from Wheatley on yesterday and talking about an event that they have, a maple event that they have coming up in the Berkshires. And, you know, one of the questions I asked is it must be a wonderful chance for you and for your restaurants really to show off a little bit, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a big thing. I mean, I had, in fact, there was a competition last year and Crown Maple sponsored. Basically, you're going to use Crown Maple syrup in an entree or a dessert or an appetizer or a drink that you would feature for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. So it gave an opportunity for a lot of the restaurants to kind of compete and say, okay, you know, I'm going to really put something great together. And that was something I took pride in as well.
Okay, so let's eat. my subtle transition, because the studio smells amazing.
It smells really good in here.
A lot of garlic that's wafting through the air. I can smell that.
So where would you like to begin, Jai? What do we have
Well,
here?
Definitely that beautiful dessert that Agnes brought should be last, because that'll cleanse the palate. It looks wonderful. I have two soups.
Just know if he wasn't calling the shots, it wouldn't be last. Just know that. It was up
I'm
to
saying
us.
Save the best for last.
Okay, but go ahead, Jai.
I did bring two soups that I will be featuring on the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week menu. This is a squash soup, and I use the golden nugget squash, which are still squashes that are available from the Hudson Valley. Now, a couple of the interesting ways that I change the soup around from a standard squash is that I add lemongrass and coconut milk.
Ooh, hello. So the coconut milk, that's one of my favorite ingredients.
Right, and a nice thing about that is that I'm able to give it a creamier texture without any actual cream in it. So it's actually a vegan soup. There's no animal products at all in that one.
Oh, that's terrific. And it's great to have something vegan on your Restaurant Week menu for people.
Yeah, I'm becoming more and more aware of vegetarian diets and trying to accommodate people. And, you know, it's certainly something that's becoming more prevalent in the area.
I'm becoming more and more aware of things that are really delicious. Yeah, this is quite good.
You may have heard you aware of something else.
Yes.
Janet's on the phone.
Oh, excellent. And I have to say that there was a crunch to the soup, which is a little bit of a, what is it, just crostini? What is that?
It is a little crouton that we, a piece of French bread that we made nice and crispy to add some texture to the soup.
Oh, and a little gentle spice. Delicious.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just fantastic. As we mentioned, we were having some phone problems, but now Janet Crenshaw is joining us. And Janet, first of all, we love having you with us. You're founder of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, so thank you very much for being patient while we got you on the phone.
I so appreciate being here, although I'm at a distinct disadvantage not being there. Sounds like you're having a really delicious morning.
You know what? I would love to say, no, it's, but yes, you are at a distinct disadvantage. It really does suck that you're on the phone. Okay, so, but you're here, but you are with us, and that is what counts. We've been singing your praises so far. If you've been listening and talking about this wonderful thing that you created, and Josh said, I can't imagine even Janet would have imagined that this has become what it's become. I assume that's true.
Well, it is true, and I so appreciate, you know, those good words, Josh and Agnes, but really this has not been a one-person show by any means. It's only successful because the restaurateurs and the chefs really rallied behind it and wanted to be a part of it, and then the diners totally got it and wanted to get out there and are trying restaurants, you know, going out to new ones, going back to old favorites. So it really is a community effort, and it's been a success because of that.
Apart from this segment on the roundtable, how do people find out about Restaurant Week? They go to the website, do you direct them there?
Yeah. Command Central is the website, HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. And we have just a huge promotional effort, both through the Valley Table magazine, through our WHUD radio and some other radio stations, including WAMC, and programs like this. We have a massive PR effort. We reach out to all of the local papers and just kind of are shouting to the world that the Hudson Valley is a great place to be for food. And we were really pleased. As you know, Hudson Valley was designated as a top 20 pick for travel by National Geographic this year. And National Geographic came back to try out Restaurant Week as well. So, you know, the word's getting out there.
It certainly is. Before you joined us, Josh was going to give us another soup. So as much as we're enjoying talking to you, I'm going to quickly go to the other soup so we have time for it.
I'm sorry, I can't pass it through the phone to you, Janet.
What is this?
Okay, so the next soup that I have here is something that's been on the menu for a long time. It is a roasted garlic soup, another product that is available from the Hudson Valley still. And that's the thing about the winter. You have to use a lot of these products like garlic and onions and squash that hold, but you can still make some wonderful things with them. So this soup, it's got some cream in it, unlike the the squash soup, and there is a chicken stock base to this one. Now, I brought something else that I usually top the soup with, which is a little parsley.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, parsley has an interesting quality with garlic. So garlic has this flavor that kind of lingers in your mouth, but parsley will actually neutralize that. So parsley oil or parsley is an excellent thing to eat with garlic. I think that's probably why you see that in so many Italian dishes. You know, lots of garlic and then parsley all over it.
That works.
That's delicious.
It sounds really good.
Now, you're our test audience, Janet, because you are really experiencing what the listener is experiencing. So this is an enjoyable thing for you to hear us eat and moan in enjoyment and love, right?
It's just making my mouth water, but I actually have had Josh's garlic soup. And
there you
it
go.
It is totally worth the trip, and now you're reminding me that I need to get back up there fast.
I want to get to the cake. God knows I want to get to the cake. But before we do, real quick, Janet, when you think of what's new this year, what is new?
Well, we have 24 new restaurants
awesome.
Signed up for Restaurant Week,
that's
which
great.
Is awesome. It just keeps growing and getting better and better. Also, the offerings, I heard both Josh and Agnes mention, there's a lot more vegetarian offerings, a lot more gluten-free I'm noticing on the menu. I'm also noticing a lot of apple desserts, and I wondered if the Obama inauguration might have helped influence, you know, a return to one of our core values in the Hudson Valley, which is our apples.
Core values?
You're punning.
You are punning, yes.
I'm glad you got it. There
the
you
ever
go.
Punning.
I'm bad.
No, I understand. Go for it. Okay, and so Agnes, we have come. So how does this fit into the local thing?
Well, it's St. Patrick's Day next week, and it coincides with Restaurant Week. And we have a lovely apple bourbon cake as well on the menu with Ronnybrook creme fraiche and a warm Tuttletown Distillery bourbon sauce.
I'm sorry, a warm?
Apple bourbon cake.
No, okay, but what was it, Tuttleton? What was it?
Tuttletown Distillery Baby Bourbon, which is a local bourbon in Gardner.
Okay.
And we make...
Next time, feel free to bring that. Go ahead. That's fine.
Whatever you want to bring is fine.
Well, this cake is a chocolate Guinness cake. It's a very sort of sophisticated grown-up chocolate cake, not terribly sweet. Guinness is a great combination with chocolate. Then we make a stout creme anglaise with Guinness also, and it's served with Ronnybrook whipped cream, and it also has a Guinness ganache. Ganache is usually equal parts heavy cream and chocolate. This is equal parts Guinness and chocolate.
And I've had many like beer desserts, and you usually can't
really.
Taste. I know. It's St. Patrick's Day. And you often can't taste the beer. And this one you very clearly can not only taste the beer, but you can taste the Guinness.
You can taste that it's Guinness. And we use the Guinness extra stout. Which is also a key to getting that strong Guinness flavor.
Do you just reduce it down to a syrup and then use
it? We don't reduce it at all.
Oh, really?
Wow. We just use it straight. Yeah.
As should be the rule. It's a fine, fine rule. What am I looking at timing here?
I don't know.
Okay.
How long is the tune?
All right, we'll figure that out. Anyway, okay. So when you think about...
To.
Okay, thank you. When you think about... I mean, obviously people come in for desserts, but you certainly do more than that, more than tea and desserts.
Oh, absolutely. We're the Village Tea Room restaurant and bake shop, so we're a full restaurant. One of the soups we have for Restaurant Week is a cheddar cheese and Bass Ale soup. And again, that's a little bit of an Irish thing because... I'm Irish, and a lot of people come to our restaurant for Restaurant Week as well as for St. Patrick's Day. So we try to work in a little bit of local. We use Vermont cheddar cheese to make this cheddar cheese and Bass Ale soup. And we want to celebrate St. Patrick's Day as well as Restaurant Week at the same time. So it's a little extra challenge for us.
So, Janet, this started last night, right?
It started last night. People have 14 days and 14 nights to get out there to eat. We have 185 restaurants to choose from, and fabulous, fabulous choices. You can look on the website, HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. A lot of the menus are posted. I challenge you, because I'm challenged in choosing among the restaurants, because they all look so delicious.
Because this is one of those things that I'm sure that you could start for breakfast and just like graze for 2 weeks.
Pretty much. You got it. It's a tough life.
But someone has to do it. It might as well be us.
Exactly.
I want to thank you all for being here and for doing this great thing for the region. Hudson Valley Restaurant Weeks are on through March 24th. It's all underway. And I know you're in the height of your busyness, so to take out time to come and to join us and also to bring beautiful food, I greatly appreciate that. Thank you so much. Agnes Devereaux from the Village Tea Room in New Paltz, Josh Kroner from Terrapin in Rhinebeck. Love to you both. Thank you very much for doing that. Janet, I'm sorry we had phone problems initially, but it's a delight to have you on the phone now and to speak with you, and I wish you nothing but success over the next few days.
Thanks for having us.
A delight. Thank you. And again,
eat well.
Oh, we will. Wait till you see what happens when you hang up that phone.
She won't be able to see it.
Well, web stream. More, visit HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.